Are you thinking about buying or selling a home in Florida? Whether you're considering your first home, relocating, downsizing, upsizing, moving out, moving on, or planning to acquire an income-producing property as an investment, Team Rock of Residential Movement Group is your real ownership connection. They are Florida realtors Joanne Beepot, David Hamm, and Ellen Marie Jean-Baptiste. For rock-solid professionalism and expertise in all aspects of real estate transactions, lean on Team Rock to help you accomplish all of your real estate goals. Contact Team Rock at 904-385-9169, offering you service in English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and Haitian Creole at 904-385-9169. Also listen to Team Rock here on the Rock Real Estate Radio Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m.
Everything discussed on air in this broadcast is for general information purposes only. For particular help with your real estate needs, contact our team of realtors for a complete individual consultation concerning your specific concerns. Furthermore, team members are realtors, not practicing lawyers or CPAs. Nothing discussed by anyone on the show shall be considered legal advice or tax advice.
What's up, everybody? How are everybody doing today? This is Ella Marie Jean-Baptiste coming to you guys from Teamwork. My phone number, our phone number, guys, is going to be 904-385-9169. We are Team Rock, R-O-C, the team that gets you to the closing table. You are listening, guys, to 107.9 Praise FM, Team Rock. Today, we have a wonderful topic. We have found the big and only Miss Sophia Wallace Davis. Davis Wallace?
Oh, my goodness. Which one of them? It's Sophia Davis.
Okay, the Wallace. Davis first. Okay. Sophia Davis Wallace with us from Jamaica, Jamaican man. So she's going to be here with us today. She's going to have, she have a lot to talk about. But before I do so, let me introduce Miss Joanne Beepot, our associate, broker associate.
Broker associate. Everybody, it is so good to be on the show. I'm excited about all this information you'll be hearing very shortly.
And now we have our Mr. Him with us today. So, Mr. Him, what do you have to
present? Hello, everybody. Today? Thank you for listening to the Real Ownership Connection Radio, Real Estate Radio Show. And our topic today is a very exciting and interesting topic with Sophia Davis Wallace. She's going to talk to us about something we always need to think about and talk about, which is credit. And when it comes to buying a house, the vast majority of purchases of real estate will be financed. And so in order to do that, you have to have credit. And then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty, which is the loan application. And Sophia is going to go through the loan application from the very start to the finish with us. So it's very valuable information. I suggest you get your notebooks handy and something to write down all these nuggets of information. And so without further ado, we have Sophia Davis Wallace from Guild Mortgage.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's great to be here. This morning, we're going to talk about credit, and we're going to talk about the loan application. And it is a question I get all the time about, what is my credit score? How do I raise my score? What do I need to do? It's a daily challenge, and it's a daily question. So let's get started. What makes up your credit score? First thing is your payment history. Very, very important. It represents 35% of your credit score. So on-time payments with all your accounts. And when we talk about making payments on time, you definitely don't want to be 30 days late. The minute you're 30 days late, it's going to get reported to the credit bureau. You're going to get a ding, and your scores are going to drop. We want to avoid collections and charge-offs. And that includes medical collections, okay, because they have a huge impact on your credit score. They can lower your score by 40, 50, 60 points. So we definitely want to stay away from that. The other thing is your utilization. People always say, how do I raise my score? I look at their credit and I see their cards are maxed out. It's a $1,000 credit limit. You owe $999. We want to go ahead and lower those amount. And your utilization actually represents 30% of your credit score. So right away, we see that between your credit history and your credit utilization, we're 65% of your score. So we want to pay attention to that. We don't want to max out our cards because it's an indication that we're in trouble, right? We're overextending ourselves. And so when a lender is looking at your utilization, we're thinking, you know, this person is pretty much one paycheck away from default or you know, something negative happening. So we definitely want to manage that. Then there's 15% represent the length of time, your credit history. So if you have established credit for 10 years, 15 years, you're going to have, you know, way longer credit history than someone who's recently establishing credit. So someone coming out of a college, perhaps just start working, just starting to establish credit, you're going to have a shorter credit history. One of the things I want to discourage people from doing is sometimes you pay off a credit card and you close that credit card.
Yes, that's the bad thing to do.
You've just removed the line of credit.
Exactly. Bad idea, because now you are reducing the length of time you have credit. Because how does the creditor look at it, or the credit report agency? They're looking at the account you have for how long, the holdest account, and then they look at your most recent account and they average those numbers. So sometimes, you know, a lot of us use these different tools to see where our credit are. And then you look and you see credit history or age of credit, 4 years. You're like, I've had a credit card for more than 4 years. But once again, if you're closing out account, then
is that you start, mm-hmm. you mess it that up completely. Mm-hmm. You erase that.
Yeah. Totally. And then it's new credit. You know, how much new credit do you have? And then your credit mix. So do you have revolving account? Do you have installment account? Do you have a mortgage? All these play a part.
What is a revolving and installing account? What is that?
Oh, good question, Ella. Ella is on the ball
today. I know. Let me tell you, I'm learning. So whenever I call Sophia, I said, Sophia. And then she said, there you go. You know. I said, oh, I'm a good teacher. She is search. Guys, listen. Sophia is search educator. Not only she educate our customer when they call her, mm-hmm. she also educate us as a realtor. So just because we realtor, we don't want to step on her toes, and then I know that she's not going to step on our toe. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we let her do her job, and then she is so great at it. So
highly analytical, and she exactly can look deeper into things. I'm thinking of one customer in particular who had received denials before, but there was something on his credit report, on his credit history, that Sophia said, you know, do you have this? Because it didn't really make sense to have what he had there. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it didn't belong there. He got it taken care of and moved forward, right?
Yes, absolutely. I always tell Ella, though, when she asks me something and she get the right answer, I say, I see you've been paying attention.
I paid attention with her. I'm telling you, we do. Yeah. I pay great attention to my schooling. So,
revolving is our credit card, our Visa or MasterCards, right? So we're using those cards and we're paying it back, and we have the ability to reuse. So that's the revolving portion. And then the installment is like your car, right? Because mm-hmm. when you make a payment, you can't go out and buy more car unless you're getting a new car. It's a totally new debt. So the installment is where it's a fixed term, whether it's 5 years or 6 years or 7 years that you're going to pay back that debt. And each time you make a payment, your balance is reducing, but you doesn't have the ability to reuse it. Mm-hmm. So anything that you have the ability to reuse is going to be your revolving account.
Oh, that's good. Though you see, that's very easy. I never knew. I've been in the business for a long time. You're paying
to use it again.
Yes, you're paying to use it. Yeah, that's true. That is such a wonderful, great new, thing. Mm-hmm. So you talk about collection earlier. So you said hospital bill, because I always been told a hospital bill doesn't count in your credit. Can you explain that to me? Because I think what you just said is on people, we have the misinformed.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing. People will be like, you know, they get a hospital bill, you don't pay no attention, don't do it. So hospital bills, when it comes to the loan application and calculating your debt to your income ratio, it doesn't count. However, it does factor into your credit score. So Ella and I is working on a loan right now. When I was just telling her just before we came on the air that I did a soft pull for the customer and her credit score dropped from over a 620. She's now down to a 576. And the reason for that is she just got a medical collection just last month.
Yep.
August. Mm-hmm. She got a medical collection that hit her credit, took off what?
40 points. Yeah.
So medical collections, guys, I really want you to pay attention. And I always say to my customers, if you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, you get a bill, please, 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 please call them before they send that account to collections. Because once they have it, you can negotiate with them $25.
Once they have it, you can negotiate for it.
Of course.
And then they will not send it to, avoid it.
Yeah.
Send it to collection. You can, you have to pay it off. But when you call the hospital, say, hey, I know that I got that hospital bill. I receive your bill, but this is how much I can afford. You can tell them $1 a day, a month, if you want to. So if, as long as they accept it, they will not be sending it to collection.
It's very true. The best approach is to not hide from it, but to hit it head on. And just like Ella's saying, call and negotiate. And call and just say what you can or can't do. But avoiding it and ignoring it does not make it go away.
Especially right now for the pandemic, they understand that they will make a payment plan with you.
Mm-hmm.
Make a payment plan with the creditor. So that's definitely going to help you and not hurt you.
Right. And I'm not wanting to beat a dead horse, but, you know, the other ones, and I know I spoke about this the last time, is your cable and your internet and your cell phone, because people break those agreements all the time and they think it's cool because, hey, I'm going to a different provider and I don't have to pay it.
It's gonna come back to haunt you.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if you don't need the cable, especially if you're buying a house, if you realize that you don't need it, the cable is washing itself, cut it off. And then make sure that you pay it. When you cut it off, you're going to save more money in the long run, but you cut it off. So there's a lot of things. Our customer right now, she needs an extra line of credit. You know, we have to go with whatever she has, her light bill, to see how many times she's been paying it on time, right?
Yes.
Her car insurance.
We can use car insurance.
Is she's being late on it. So guys, listen, paying your bill on time is the best thing. So you need to learn when to pay your bill on time. If you feel like the bill is too much for you, don't use it. Don't do it. So, again, tell us a little bit about the collection. You're talking about collection and what hurt you in a collection. What's going to draw a big point? You're talking about credit.
Yes. So you were asking about the medical, because people believe that, you know, it's medical, it's no big deal. But really and truly it is. One of the things, too, is to make sure you get a copy of your credit report from the three bureaus.
Every year, it's free.
Because you want to make sure that the information there is accurate. And so, you know, inaccuracy is always going to impact your credit score. Mm-hmm. So make sure we take care of that.
You are listening, guys, to 107.9 FM, Praise FM. You are listening to Team Walk. We are coming to you guys from our Residential Movement Real Estate Group, LLC. Our phone number is 904-385-9169. And I'm going to let David tell us where and how you can reach us as well.
Great. If you're trying to get in touch with Team Rock, if you're using the internet, you can send us a message. You can type in team and ROC. There's no K. We don't need that. FL@gmail.com to send us an email. You can also check us out on Facebook by typing in Real Ownership Connection, which is what Team Rock stands for.
Oh, you can reach us also in our YouTube channel. If you want to listen to the show, because we post it every week. After the true air, some people have no chance to listen to it on Saturday. So they go to our Facebook channel to listen. It is Teamwork, R-O-C-F-L, and then you can listen to our Facebook show. So, okay, let's go back to Sophia. Joanne, you had something to say. Go ahead.
I was just saying that every point that Sophia is making is right on target because we get those same questions from people that we're meeting up with. When it comes to buying a house, your credit score is very important. But then how you get a good credit score, how you can fix where you are, she's giving you guys a lot of tips of things to look out for. You know, your payment history, your collections, not to take things for granted. And it's pretty much if you have a bill, pay it. If you got the services, pay the bill. Don't assume that it's just going to go away because these bill collectors, and you know the thing about bill collectors, right, once it hits collections, it just sometimes seems like it never goes away because once they get to the point where it expires, it's sold to another collector and another collector. And you're wondering, it's past 7 years. Why is this still thing showing up? Because they've sold it and now you've started day one, you know, all over again. And again, the rule of thumb is if you can't afford it, don't get it. If you have to charge your credit card to the ultimate max, then really evaluate how you're spending and your spending patterns and a budget. You know, it goes a lot deeper. And that's one of the shows I know that we'll be having, just how to get yourself financially situated so that you can own a home and keep a home once you do own a home, because that's also very important.
Absolutely. That is so true. So, you know, a lot of times I see borrowers, they have really low credit score. And when I say low, really low, in the fives, and they want to raise those scores. Now, remember, it's not a quick fix. Credit is like weight.
Yes.
For real, because it doesn't take anything for you to gain all this excess weight. You eat that extra ice cream, that slice of cake.
And then it tastes so good.
It's so good, right?
Sodas or whatever the weakness
and
is.
And then you try to drop 10 or 15 pounds.
You're spending years and
years. Oh, my God, it's driving me crazy. So credit is the same thing. So once you have low credit, it's going to take some time to reestablish credit. It's not a magic wand, bam, bam, and it's, you know, it's perfect. So what are you going to do? You're going to open a new credit. Sometimes you might have to do a secure credit card because nobody wants to lend you any money.
Use your own money. They're afraid of you.
Yes, they're scared. So use your own money to open that secure credit card so you can start to reestablish credit.
And I've been told, I've been told when you pay that $500 to open a credit card, they put that money in a hold for you. If you pay that credit card on time for 1 year, they give you a $500 back, and then they give you, some extra, whatever they call it. They increase your credit. So really, you don't lose that money. Navy Federal does that. Yeah. Visa does that. They give you that money back to you after a year when you've paid that credit card on time. And then it's awesome. So really, you don't lose that money.
No, because it's your money anyway.
It's your money.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, the key is, so you got a new card. You got to make your payments
max it
on
out.
Time.
Yes.
And don't go max
don't go
it
and
out.
Say, Ella said you're going to give me my money back. No, there is some caveat in there. You have to pay it on time.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, you're using your own money to reestablish credit. So
and
it's
in some bank nowadays, they have something they said, reestablish credit. Ask your bank and let me open that disclaimer. Mm-hmm. You need each bank are different. You need to go to your bank and ask them, what can I do to rebuild my credit?
Exactly.
They will sit down with you and give you all of the things you need to do. However, you need to get in contact with a credit repair professional. We partner with Just Sit Lead of Credit. When you give us a call, we can give you the number. However, we can refer them out and tell them to help you with your credit score. However, guys, you have to get a professional to help you out on that. We are professional. Even though I am a realtor, I don't work on credit. I don't know nothing about credit. If you ask me something, I think you're speaking another language. We send it to our person.
To the lender. Yeah.
If you're talking about money, guess what I tell you? Call the lender. The lender is lending the money because I don't know what you're talking about. It's not because I don't want to help you. It's because this is not my field. But in the same token, too, if you said, okay, what the house have? I will tell you everything about the house. This is our professional, guys. Remember, guys, you are listening to Teamwork 107.9 FM. Go ahead, Sophia. Can you tell the people how they can reach out to you in the meantime?
Of course. Simple. Just give me a call at 904-993-9895. And if you think your credit is there and you're ready to apply, simply go to applywithsophia.com. And that's S-O-P-H-I-A.
Yes, I got that.
You got it.
Yes. So, guys, we're going to go back. We're coming back with our second part of our show, because if we are talking about credit, we'll have all day. We cannot stop, because there's so many layers when it comes to credit. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. I tell people that just because the neighbor next to you buy a house, exactly the same house, you may find out your mortgage is higher than your next-door neighbor. So it's about your credit, your link of job, a bunch of things have to do with that process. So before we go, guys, let me tell you, Saturday, my fiance, I can say that now, my fiance went to Davion to get his a facial. That's his first time doing facial. Guys, that girl is wonderful. I'm going to let Joanne explain to you guys how great she is. She's awesome. Go ahead, Joanne.
Well, thank you. If you guys are looking for an amazing place to get all of the problems of your skin and looking for the best place to have facials in town, go to Skin Revisions by Davion. She knows her stuff. She's very analytical. She'll give you a good analysis of what's going on, a good solution. And you'll probably enjoy one of the best facials that you can get in Jacksonville. So it's Skin Revisions by Davion, and you can reach her at 904-316-5625. Again, 904-316-5625. This young lady is amazing with what she does, and she will help you be as beautiful on the outside as you want to be to match your inside. So
she is great. After you finish,
I'll give you a personal testimonial now, since we've already talked about it. It was great. It was fantastic. The experience itself is wonderful. You know how we try everything that we talk about here on the air. You know, we've talked about all the real estate related products, and here's another product that, I had the chance to try on Saturday. I'm a soap and water kind of guy. That's how I care for my skin. I just use a mild soap and water, and that's it. That's what I've done for all of the years of my life. And, you know, it was great to have that experience of have an expert to give you detailed information about your skin and how to care for your skin and how well you're doing and so forth. So I do have to admit that the very next day I got compliments. And so it works.
But you know, anyway, really works. So call Davion, and her number, it's 904-316-5625. Awesome. So, okay, so go back. We're going back to the house, the real estate.
The real estate part.
Oh, my God, we are talking about the skin. Let's talk back about real estate, guys. Remember, you can reach us and Teamwork at 904. I keep saying work, sorry. Teamwork. That's the way.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Real Ownership Connection. Yeah.
Teamwork. Yeah. It's without the K. Okay. Let me say that. I have an accent, so forgive me. Mm-hmm. It's Teamwork without the K, 904-385-9169. And you're listening to 107.9 FM, Praise FM. And then we are coming to you guys all the way from Residential Movement Real Estate Group.
And before Sophia starts, I wanted to say, those of you with your credit not where it should be, don't get discouraged. It's always good in life to face things head on. The only way that you can move ahead is to see it for where it is and see where you need to go and then put the plan in place to get there. We do team up, like Ella was saying, with Justice League of Credit because they are specialists in getting your credit. And not just that, but telling you exactly what you need to do. It's like having a roadmap that's defining for you. This is what you do. This is your constraints. Don't let your credit cards be more than this at any point in time. This is when you should pay these bills. This is so you get a roadmap to where you want to be to ultimately achieve the goal of owning a home. So we do not want you to be discouraged, again, because in many shows we say life happens, but so what? If life happens, what you want to do is to improve. Every day, do something that can make your credit better to protect your credit. Mm-hmm. Every day, think about the things that can help you achieve your goals, because not just for real estate, credit has started to impact just about so many areas of life.
Your job.
Mm-hmm. Employers are checking credit now because they're saying if you can't manage your money and you're going to be a cashier, you're going to be doing some money-related thing at their company, mm-hmm. then how can they trust you? You know, they see it as a sense of your capabilities as an employee, because that's one of the basic things that we're expected to do is to have good credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since we're still talking a little bit about credit, and we haven't quite gotten into the loan application yet, some people might have taken a little time to go and get those pens and paper to write down those excellent, excellent notes. I was wondering, Sophia, if you could just tell us the percentages again. Payment history, you said it was 35%.
Yeah.
Utilization, 30%.
Utilization, 30%. Length of credit history, 15%. Credit mix, 10%. And new credit, 10%.
Okay.
So you see,
components of credit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You said, what is it again? Sorry, say it one more time.
So your payment history is 35%. Utilization, that is the amount you owe on each card, is 30%. The length of time you've had your credit cards is 15%. And credit mix, which is the installment revolving, mm-hmm. is 10%. New credit is also 10%.
What is 50? You say something about 50.
No, 15.
Oh, 15.
1-5. Okay, listening guys. Skills, listening yeah. skills.
I'm putting my listening skill on, my listening hat on right now. Yeah. So guys, let me tell you, it's 30, 35, 10, 15, 10.
Yeah.
That's what make it 100.
Adds up to 100.
30, 35, exactly. 10, 15, 10. And so if you need it.
That, yeah, and the things I can hit are going to be collections.
Collection.
Big.
Collection, yeah. Not paying your credit card on time, late payments, max out credit card, those mm-hmm. are the things.
Mm-hmm. Those are the big ones.
Yes, yeah. We give you the remedy, but what can get you sick too, we just give it to you, so avoid those.
Right.
So guys, our job is to give you the prescription, we just write you down the prescription, so then now you medicine. Know now is to take the medicine.
Yeah. And so
we cannot force
inquiries,
you to take the medicine.
Though.
Inquiries, which would come on the new credit,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really small percentage. Typically, if you're doing a lot of revolving credit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an indication that you're not managing your money well,
okay.
because
this
you're
is
trying
the
to
thing
take on
too.
These new credits.
I tell people all the time, when you go to buy something, any store you go, let me tell you, I mean, those cashiers are pretty good at it. Even online, they are very good at it. They say, oh, if you want to open a credit card, we can give you 35%. And then really and reality, mm-hmm. the 35% after you open that credit card, you calculate and say, oh, gosh,
mm-hmm.
I mess up my credit. I have that inquiry for just $100. You drop my credit to whatever point
mm-hmm.
for just so you to give me $3.50. So you'd be like, really? Because they count the way they calculate the 35% is completely. You don't get the full benefit. So
yeah.
guys, listen. Every time you go, I'm an online shopper. Every time I go online to shop, Amazon is my number one. They always say when you get to your card, mm-hmm. the first thing they say to you,
you could save.
You can save $10, $15, $20 if you open a credit card with us. Every time you try that, you're dropping off your credit score.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be a credit inquiry. But outside of that, if you are planning to purchase a home, you really don't want to incur additional debts because mm-hmm. it factors into your debt-to-income ratio. Because now you are going to pay for it. You took the credit. Now you still owe the money.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a monthly payment associated with it. So if you can avoid that, I would definitely suggest that you do it.
Okay,
but before we jump to the loan application, I want to just say to David that now he's engaged, right?
Yeah.
He's getting a facial, so you see all these wonderful things that are happening to him. Just imagine when he gets married, you know, when he, I mean, it's just going to even be more amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
So I had to put my little plug in right there.
So I'm the new engaged in the team. Actually, we are. Sorry,
yeah,
I don't say we are.
We're becoming more solid.
Right?
As soon as our team members unite.
Yeah.
And Ella, that's
me. Yeah, we all decided to unite. United. So the union is not done yet, so we decided to make a plan to make it solid. So I know I'm going to receive a lot of congratulations, but thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. So, and now we are not only partner in life, we also partner in business. So, guys, that means we got your back. That's all absolutely. That means. We got your back. That means if you cannot reach me, guess what? Dial David number the next number because he will be by my side. So guys, give us a call if you need additional question about the credit. Again, our phone number is 304-385-9169. And Sophia, your number is
904-993-9895.
Awesome. I don't know, guys, today's we had the opportunity to be with Pastor Terry. That was mm-hmm. a wonderful thing. So, guys, mm-hmm. if you missed that show, please go back and listen to Pastor Terry. We have a lot to offer. So we were very happy to be with Pastor Terry. Pastor Terry, thank you very much for allowing us to be in your presence. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere was great. We enjoyed the moment. Thank you again. But let's go back to the real estate. You have mm-hmm. something to say, Joanne?
No. I can't wait to hear what Sophia is going to share about the loan
application. Let's go back to the loan application, guys. Again, we
so you know what to look out for.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So you want to buy a house. You got to complete a loan application. What does that mean? Because I get a lot of times, you know, especially my first-time home buyer, they say, you know, I'm a first-time home buyer. I don't know. So we're here to educate and to empower so you do know. So the loan application is going to first start off with the type of mortgage and the terms, right? What does that mean, type of mortgage and the term? Are we going to do a FHA loan? Are we doing a VA loan? Are we doing a USDA? Is it going to be a conventional loan?
What is the FHA?
A FHA is a federal insured loan that is insured by the federal government. So it allows you to do 3.5% down, right? 3.5% down on a FHA. Is it going to be a VA loan, which entitles you to 100% financing, or a USDA loan, mm-hmm. also entitles you to 100% financing? Is it going to be a conventional loan? You can do as little as 3% on a conventional loan. And then the terms, is it going to be a 15-year? Is it going to be a 25-year loan? Is it going to be a 30-year? Typically, it's a 30-year. Mm-hmm. That's where most people are going. It's the more affordable term. And so the longer the term, the lower the payment. It just makes better sense. Keeping in mind, however, that if you want to make extra payment and you want to shorten that term, there's no prepayment penalty. You're more than welcome to do that.
So that means if you win the lottery today and then you want to pay off your mortgage, say, okay, signing your check. Mm-hmm. So that is good. But remember to give us a call so we can put you in your new home.
and sell that one.
And sell that one. That's we have to do that. And sell that or put it in the market for rent. Whatever you want to do. But remember to call teamwork.
Yes. Okay. Of course.
Let's go back now to the loan application.
Yes. So nothing happens without teamwork, just so you all know.
Exactly. Nothing happened without. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that's
nothing.
I
know
like
nothing happened without teamwork.
All right, so the next part of the application is going to be the property information, right, and the purpose of the loan. So is it going to be a single-family home? Is it going to be a condo? Is it going to be a townhouse? Is it a two-unit, a four-unit? Is it in a planned unit development? So those are questions that a lender will ask. And then is it going to be a purchase or is it going to be a refi? We're not talking about refinance, so we know it's going to be a purchase because that's where Team Rock is going to come into play, and they're going to, of course, help you to find that beautiful home. And then we move to the borrower's information. So what are we asking for? Your name, your date of birth, your social security number, your marital status, your current address. Where do you live now? How long have you lived at this address? Are you paying rent or are you staying with other relatives?
Okay, hold on. Before you go any further, you say something about the marital status.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, listen. The lender going to find out regardless. I have people who put in their single because that's, listen, if you're married, we're going to find out that you're married. And then you don't want to lie in that application because the application, the information you provided, that's mm-hmm. what we're going to give to the information. And then they call that mortgage
fraud. Mm-hmm.
And then you can get how many years in jail for lying in that application?
I'll have to look, but it is a federal crime.
It
just
is a
so
federal
you know.
Crime. Yeah. So give that application information. Yeah.
Yes. Make sure, yes, for real, make sure that the information that you are putting on the application, it is correct
true. Correct. It doesn't have to be. When I say there is a difference between accurate and correct.
Right.
So that means you may not know how much money you, on top of your head, you're making an hour, not an hour, you know how much you're making an hour, mm-hmm. or $45,000 a year. You may say, okay, I think I'm making about $3,000 a month. Just mm-hmm. is that fine? But or you can say that my address. But when it comes to certain information, guys, you have to provide that information. You cannot give somebody else Social Security because you think, no, those information, you have to provide the correct information when you're doing that application.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We also ask on the application the number of dependents you have. So people might have children. And the reason for that is that sometimes they are programs. They count the number of dependents. It makes you more eligible for different programs. So that's the reason why we ask. The other thing I see that's common is that someone will say, I'm renting, but really they're staying with their parents or they're staying with a family mm-hmm. member. That's not renting. You're staying with others. You know, you might say I'm giving $300, but really $300
is
a rent.
Nothing. Right? You don't have a lease under your name.
You don't. It doesn't have a lease under your name.
So for you to be renting, you have to have a lease.
Absolutely. And we're looking for 2-year history. So if you know you've only been at that address for 1 year, don't say it's 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Just call it what it is. Yeah. It's not a big deal. We just need a 2-year history. The next one, and this is the biggest one, honestly, is employment. So we need your employer's name, their address, their telephone number, your position. When did you start working with this employer? So I was telling the Rock team just before we came on the air, I did an application for a gentleman. He had one employer. Say he started in 2017. I said, send me all your W-2s and all your W-2s for the last 2 years. Pay stub for the last 30 days. I got the W-2s. I kid you not. It was like 6 W-2s in 2018. Wow. 6 W-2s. And now I'm probing and probing. And it's almost like pulling teeth. Those of you who are from Jamaica or the Caribbean, you mm-hmm. understand? It was like painful just trying to extract
the information. It doesn't matter if you stay in that job for 1 hour. I don't care if you stay there. I don't care if you start there, you put your feet there, and then you get out. As long as they give you a W-2, you have to put that job in the application.
Yeah. But the thing is, the lender is going to find out anyway, because if you did your tax return and all of your W-2s are a part of that tax return, guess what? It's going to be known. So
it doesn't have to be your W-2. The moment they pull your name and your employment history,
the employer
have to report it.
The employer is going to report all of this information, and there's mm-hmm. going to be a gap. And the worst thing you want in a loan application is to have a disconnect between what's on the loan application and what the lender pulls from official records, because they can pull the official tax return. They can do
the
all
transcript,
of these things.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, something that seems like it could have been very innocent, now everything is going to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb, because if you missed this big part, then what else was missed?
Yes.
What else is true?
And then that's
everything needs to be verified.
And then we tell our customers as well. I have customers said, why they need to know my manager information? Yeah. Listen, I'm sorry you don't want your manager to know you're buying a house, but unfortunately we have to verify that.
You work there.
I'm sorry we have to verify it. That's something mm-hmm. we cannot go on it. It's not like we don't believe in what you say, mm-hmm. but put in your mind, you give it you're lending somebody $1,000. If I'm lending you $1,000, I need to know where you breathe, where you eat, that so I can get my money.
The same thing too with the lender. So it's important that we get the information. We're going to verify the information anyway. Please give us the information. Plus, there are certain programs, like with FHA mm-hmm. financing, you must have a 2-year work history. It doesn't matter if it was even a few years back. We have to cover 2-year work history. So if you didn't tell us, I have a situation right now where these buyers were trying to purchase a home And the wife keep telling me that the husband been working at this place since 2000, I think it was 17. And I said, are you sure? Because I'm not seeing this. And she's like, yes. And I had to emphasize to her, listen, I really, really, really need you to give me accurate information because this is what's going to happen. If he doesn't have the two-year work history, we're not going to be able to close on the loan. They migrated from another country. I said, we can verify the information there and cover the 2 years, which they didn't want. They didn't want to have to go back and do all of that stuff. So right now we're waiting until October, which is when he's going to be on his job for 2 years, and when he actually came to the States. So we're
I had a customer like that last year. I think that was with you. It was September. We'll make 2 years for him. And then we start the loan. And fortunately, they lost a lot of money because they didn't tell us the truth. She said, yeah, I've been working in that job for 2 years. And then find out it will be 2 years in September. So she paid for the inspection. That's non-refundable. Sorry for that. And then she was about to pay for the appraisal. Thank God we find that out. So that's $600. About $1,000 she was about to lose because she didn't want to tell the truth. Yeah. So guys, listen, I tell people the truth would set you free.
Yeah, the truth will be known whether you put it on the paper or not. They're gonna find out whether you put it on the paper or not.
Yeah. I have people who tell me I don't want. Don't put it that because I don't want my wife to know. I'm sorry, your wife gonna find out.
Yeah, but Sophia, does it have to be explained about the different jobs? Because a lot of people these days have multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. So, what do you look for? As long as you have multiple jobs over a 2 year period, does it have to be the same job over 2 years? How does that work?
No. So that's a very good question, right? So people believe I have to be on this particular job for 2 years. No, that's definitely not true. What we're looking for is we want to make sure you're not leaving jobs, jumping from job to job, doesn't have any kind of stability, right? We want to see some stability. So you're working at company A, you're making $10 an hour, you left, you went to company B, you're making $11 an hour. You went to company C, you're making $12. That's progress, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're changing jobs because you're trying to better yourself. That's okay. When someone leaves a job, they make $10, and then they leave that job, and now they're making $9. Like, where's the sense in that? Mm-hmm. There's no stability. Are you just job hopping because you can't hold a job down? Or are you job hopping because you're advancing yourself, you're advancing your career? So pretty much that's what the lender's looking for when we're looking at your jobs. Sometimes we change career, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But are you going backwards
or forward?
Or are you going forward?
Okay.
So if you're going forward, it makes sense.
You want explanations of any gaps in employment.
Gaps in employment, yes. So if you know, a lot of people got laid off because of COVID, you just simply tell us what happened. Yeah. It could be unrelated to COVID. It could be illness. It could be so many different things. And once again, depending on the loan type, because for FHA, if you were unemployed, let's say for 6 months and you re-enter in the workforce, then we want to see some stability. You know, we're not going to say, okay, now you got a job. You've been there 1 month. Okay, come on. We're going to give you a loan. No, we need to see you reestablish and have some stability before we're going to take up $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 to lend to that customer. So employment is critical because, once again, we're going to verify all your employment information for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. This is why it's important for you to tell us the truth. Just tell us what it is. I don't want to be blindsided. I put your application in, we're going, and then I got to call Ella, Dave, or Joanne and say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do this loan. I don't have a two-year history. I don't have no explanation. I don't know. You know, I don't like to be blindsided. I'm like an attorney, right? Mm-hmm. You tell me the truth. You tell me what it is. Let me try and figure a way out to get you what you want, right? Get you off Not guilty.
We got an attorney in here too.
Done that. So you hope your client is telling you the truth.
Yes. Please tell me the truth. Yeah. I'm going to be an attorney though in my next life. You know that. Yeah.
Of course. No, that's one thing. I don't think how many life I will have. That's it. That's one of profession I can.
Yeah. But Sophia, what about the sources of income? Because I know that's a big one.
Yeah, that's the next one. Okay. So the next thing on the application is income. So is it your base salary, overtime, we count bonuses, commission, it could be retirement income, social security, disability, alimony, child support. Now, with alimony and child support, you are not obligated to disclose it. Mm-hmm. So it's totally up to you whether or not you want to. So nobody's saying, oh, you got to tell us about this or whatever. No, you don't have to do that.
But the rest, you have to disclose them.
Mm-hmm. It's best to disclose them, you know.
So if somebody's getting child support, that can be factored into their income?
Absolutely. If you're getting child support and you are getting it, it's not just court ordered, because a lot of times it's court ordered and they're not paying. Mm-hmm. We can only use those income if you're actually receiving it. And we're going to ask a payment history for the last 6 months.
Okay, I think you mean like you have child support, court ordered child support, that you have record of it, but not say that you have the paper, oh, you give me child support and then there's no money coming to your account. That's not receiving it. So we cannot use that. We have to be able to count that money coming to you for us to be able to use that, right?
Right. And if you are paying child support, right?
You need to use it too.
No, you have to disclose it because it is a debt. It's a liability.
Yeah, it is.
Right? And sometimes people don't tell you, and then you get their pay stub, and then you see this deduction. Mm. Like, okay, what is this deduction for? Because we're looking at that. The underwriter is looking at these stuff.
You have to give why that why is that deduction is for. So
what
really,
is it
guys,
for?
You need to tell. The only thing I tell my customers as well, sometimes they don't want to use it. I have customers who got 3-4 bank accounts, and then they don't want the account that have the money, large money on it, they're not giving it to you. And then you're asking them, okay, where are you going to have the money for closing, for the down payment? Mm-hmm. Because the bank account you give me only have $500 on it. Where the money is going to come from? Oh, I have a saving account. I don't want my husband. I don't want somebody to know about it. We have to have that bank account.
Well, that was going to be the next one on the list. So after income, right, we gather all your income. We're going to need a documentation to support those incomes. So whether it's your pay stubs, your W-2s, if you're receiving Social Security, your award letter, the bank statement to show receipt, if you're getting alimony or child support, the court order. And I know with child support, they usually have like a transaction history that we can see. So as long as we can verify the information, you're good to go. And then on the point Ella just mentioned would be your assets, right, which would be checking, savings, 401 or IRA. Here's the thing, though. If you don't need it, you don't have to put it. You don't have to disclose it. If you do need it, if that's where the funds are coming from for your down payment or your closing costs, you got to show us, right? So remember, with mortgages, it's not just tell me, it's show me. Mm-hmm. It's about showing. So for those statements, we need the last 2 months with all pages, even if it's blank.
I got that. Wow. Oh, my God. She does that to me all the time, guys.
It's in cut off.
She does that to me all the time. Every single time. I send her 6 pages. I will ask, that one is blank. There is no reason for me to send it. She said, oh, the thing says 6 pages.
Yes.
There's a page missing.
Yes.
Just take a page in your machine. And I know.
But how else will she know that the page had nothing on it?
Yes.
You know, so that's the whole thing. It's just the integrity of the file.
File. Absolutely. Now, some people, they don't get bank statements. You know, they might do it online or something. And
you
they
still
say,
get it. They send it to you online.
They send it to you online. They don't know how to put it up. Some people say, you know, I'll just go to the bank and get the statement. And that's cool, too. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you get it from the bank, please have them stamp and sign every page.
If you end up getting Timor, guess what? We help you with that. We ask you to come to the office, and then we show you how to do that. So that's our job. One part of our job.
Mm-hmm. Integrity of the document that we're receiving. And then on the application is your REO, which is your real estate owned.
Before you say anything, I want to mention that to our team. We do that all the time for a customer because we have customers who doesn't have scan or doesn't have a copy or doesn't have a printer or fax machine. Instead of for them to go elsewhere, like for them to fax a page for $6, we tell them, okay, come to us. We help you out. We scan it, and then we're going to send it to the lender as well. So, guys, listen, this is why you hire us. We are the team who's going to get you to
the
table.
That's why you all rock.
That's the reason we all rock. We don't do nothing. Yeah, she keep giving us slogans today. Nothing starts without teamwork. Yeah. So
The team that rocks.
Yeah. So, guys, listen, this is why we come to the table to inform you. We help you until after closing. So that's our goal. So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. No problem at all. I appreciate the help. So the next thing on the application is your schedule of real estate owned. So if, you know, you could have a rental property, you could have a second home, and now you're purchasing, you know, a primary resident. So we want to know about that property. We want to know how much you're paying for the mortgage. We'll see it on the credit once we pull it. But we're going to need the mortgage statement. We're going to need the taxes and the insurance. And if there's any HOA dues associated with that property, we're going to want that statement because we want to know about that. And then we come to our liability part of the application, and we're going to pull that in. When we pull credit, it's going to import the liabilities. However, you could have a private loan that you're paying on. You need to tell us about it. Because that would be undisclosed information.
And then
right?
That's the thing.
And we might not find out about it because you borrow some money from your aunt and it's a private note and we might not find out. But by right, you really should have told us. So we would have factored that into your liabilities and your debt to income ratio. And we will know that, yes, you do qualify for this loan. You're not overextending yourself because that's what it's all about. You know, we want to make sure you're not overextending yourself.
And then every loan has a ratio that you've got to follow anyway.
Yes, they do have some debt to income ratio that we need to follow. And then we come to the declaration part of the application. Sometimes, you know, people don't answer all the questions, but it's important. So it's going to ask, you know, are there any outstanding judgments against you? Have you declared bankruptcy? Are you delinquent on any federal debts? Are you obligated to pay alimony? So sometimes, you know, especially with people who are obligated to pay, they might say no, which comes back to the pay stubs, and now we get the pay stub, we see it. Or they might say no for a bankruptcy, and you pull the credit report and you see it. So just go ahead and let us know.
Tell the truth.
And the lender can help you figure it out.
I tell people that just because you got a circumstances, something happened to your credit or to you, that doesn't disqualify you from getting your home.
Not at all.
The best thing is to disclose that information so at that time we know where to go there.
And then it depends. It also factors into the type of loan that you'll apply for.
Exactly.
Yes. And then as a team, we can strategize on, okay, we know everything that there is to know. Now, what's the best way of moving forward?
Exactly.
Do you need a little bit more time? Like Sophia was talking about this guy waiting
on
October.
Do we have to switch you along from an FHA to conventional?
Exactly. Yes. It's stringent, but not as stringent as all of the
FHA. Where the rules are a little bit more relaxed. Yes, absolutely.
But the thing is, we can be a team strategizing to get you to the closing table instead of being blindsided by information that comes up during, and then we're scrambling to help you because ultimately, we want to help you get into the home of your choice. So
and then
just remember
that because you don't give us the correct information, guess what happened?
Right. Mm-hmm. So just get your information. I'm going to take the high road as far as saying everyone always wants to do the right thing. Everyone wants to provide the right information. But when you're thinking of it's time to start applying for a loan, it's time to get all of your financial documents, etc. in order because you're going to be asked for them. And just to be open, honest and forthright with everything that's in, you know, that you've done financially, because we believe me when I tell you, these guys will find out whatever it is that's been documented, generated about you, employers, whatever it is out there is going to be found. So might as well just be upfront. It'll help you. That way we can figure out how to help you. The lender can figure out how to help you. And it's going to be a wonderful win-win for everybody all around.
Exactly. It's not like we're trying to bug you. We need that information.
Yeah.
Your tax return. And then the bad thing I tell people that if Sophia asks you for your pay stub, like let's say that she asks you for your updated pay stub or your bank statement, the longer you take to provide that information to her, guess what? The longer it takes for your loan to be a process.
Right. Yep. And this is a very competitive market, and we do not like to ask sellers for extensions, particularly over things that can be avoided.
And now, guess what they're doing? They make you pay for the extension. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a fee now to the extension if the extension doesn't have to do with the lender or something that has to do with the house or something that has. If the extension is for you not providing the correct information, guess what? The seller is have the right to ask X amount of day per.
So start getting your financial house in order now. Get a container, a file cabinet, a folder, whatever the case may be. Start stashing away your pay stubs. Start stashing away your last 2 years of taxes, tax returns, and anything else that you think may be needed. So that when Sophia says, this is what I need, this is the supporting documentation, you're ready to go. You can just scan it all in and be done.
Yeah, okay, before we go, we're electronic nowadays. Mm-hmm. You have those archives. You know, just put them into a file on your computer, and then you can upload them when you make your electronic.
Electronic supplies.
Yeah. And so, even if you don't have a computer, there's like PDF converter files on your smartphones that you can just, you know, scan documents right into the lender.
Okay, so before, we only have 5 minutes. We want Sophia to wrap it up for us and let us know all of those things that you need for you to start with your loan application.
All right, so the final thing on the application is the government monitoring question. Sometimes people don't pay no attention, they don't answer it. But it's on the application because the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, they monitor lenders. And so it's going to ask about your race, your ethnicity, and gender. And this is a way for them to track to see what lenders are doing. If we're redlining, if we're lending to some groups and not other groups. And if you don't give us the information, right, then the bureau that's set up to protect consumers won't have it. So we do encourage you. It's optional, but we do encourage you to answer fill it those out. Yeah, answer those questions. Let us know.
A lot of people are afraid to answer those questions because they think that's, you know, that it's going to affect them in some way. But it's not. It's just statistics being gathered to make sure that a lender is doing their job.
Nothing to do. Yeah. You know, I just completed an app for one of my friend, her niece, and she's got a bank account, and it says billionaire by 30. And she said, "Hey, do I need to change the name of my account because the underwriter might see it and think that?" And I said, they're not making a decision based on the name of your account or based on your race, gender, none of those. It's illegal.
Absolutely.
You know, they definitely cannot do it.
We don't have a lot of time. You have something to say, David? We don't have a lot of time, guys. I need you to take your pen and paper to write down. When you're filling out the application with Sophia, you have to go to our website, applywithsophiaph.com. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to put your name, your social security, your date of birth, your address, and your
place
income, place of employment, every place you've been you have to put all of them, and then you have to have 2 years of that, and then you have to fill out the application to the whole extent. But after you fill out the application, we need to have your bank statement, 2 months of our bank statement, two months of pay stub. If you work two times, you get paid two times. You got that? We get 1 month or 2 months?
So the pay stubs, we need 30 days.
Let me clarify
because we had an incident where the lady was saying, "I didn't know." So if you get paid weekly, I need four. If you get paid bi-weekly, I need the last two. If you get paid monthly, I need one.
Okay. So guys, this is what we need. So again, you are listening to us. We are Teamwork. You can reach us at 904-385-9169. And Sophia, where can they listen to you?
Okay, so you can reach me at 904-993-9895. And if you're ready to apply, applywithsophia.com. SOPHIA.
Hey, guys, you are listening to Teamwork. That was Ella Marie. Coming to you. Until next time.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Until next time, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home in Florida? Whether you're considering your first home, relocating, downsizing, upsizing, moving out, moving on, or planning to acquire an income-producing property as an investment, Team Rock of Residential Movement Group is your real ownership connection. They are Florida realtors Joanne Beepot, David Hamm, and Ellen Marie Jean-Baptiste. For rock-solid professionalism and expertise in all aspects of real estate transactions, lean on Team Rock to help you accomplish all of your real estate goals. Contact Team Rock at 904-385-9169, offering you service in English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and Haitian Creole at 904-385-9169. Also listen to Team Rock here on the Rock Real Estate Radio Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m.